A painful bear market begins. Global bond and equity markets plummeted in the second quarter of 2022 as the Federal Reserve embarked on one of the most aggressive monetary policy regimes in decades. Global equity markets dropped into bear market territory for the first time since the pandemic. Here's a breakdown of the second quarter of 2022 performance from an economic and asset class perspective. U.S. GDP contracts more than expected in the first quarter of 2022. The final reading on U.S. GDP growth indicated that the economy contracted more than initially estimated, down 1.6% versus down 1.4%, on weaker consumer spending. Inflation still stubborn. Inflation, as measured by the CPI index, rose at the fastest annual pace since 1981. However, core prices, as measured by the PCE core index, are showing signs of moderating. Manufacturing slowing. The ISM Manufacturing Index, while still in expansion territory, fell to the lowest level since June 2020. Consumer sentiment at record low. The University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index fell to a record low in June as inflation continues to strain households. Global equities fell for the second quarter as economic growth is markedly slowing and global central banks are pulling back easy monetary policy. U.S. growth trade falls further. All major U.S. markets fell in the second quarter of 2022, but it was led by the growth at a large, small, and mid-cap level. The Russell 3000 Growth Index underperformed its value counterpart by 430 basis points. EM falls the least. Emerging markets dropped sharply but outperformed their developed market counterparts. Fixed income pain continues. The Bloomberg Aggregate Index fell for the second consecutive quarter as inflation remains historically high and the Fed is aggressively raising interest rates. Short-term cushions losses. While all negative, short-term treasuries, floating rate, and leveraged loans all fell at least in the second quarter of 2022, while the three-month T-bill posted a modest gain. Credit struggles. Both investment-grade and high-yield credit declined as risk appetite deteriorated. However, high yield led the weakness, posting its worst quarterly decline since the first quarter of 2020. The extra yield investors' demand to own high yield rose to the highest level since July of 2020. Commodities sharp losses. The Bloomberg Commodity Index posted its worst quarterly performance since a COVID-induced sell-off in the first quarter of 2020 and is now deeply in correction territory, a loss of 10%. While the energy sector was the only sector to post a gain for the quarter, select energy commodities fell deeply into the bear market territory. Metals under the pressure on growth concerns. Copper prices, a leading economic indicator due to its widespread applications across industries, posted its worst quarterly performance since the third quarter of 2021. Lumber plummets on housing market weakness. Lumber prices are down 52% since their March high as the outlook for real estate is clouded by higher interest rates and higher housing prices.